For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Passenger numbers decreased slightly on Friday, the second day of the Chinese National Day holiday, but transportation remained under considerable pressure across the country. Vehicle flow dropped by 20% compared with Thursday. 244 extra trains been added, and railway authorities estimated 11 million passengers traveled by rail on Friday. The airlines say Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou airports remain busy with travelers, while coastal cities and well-known scenic areas experience large crowds as well. New data from the State Administration of Foreign Exchange shows the deficit in China's foreign service trade continued to widen through August. The service trade deficit has come in at around 144 billion yuan, or about 23 billion U.S. dollars in August. That's about 36 billion yuan more than the figure from July and 50 billion more than June. The deficit comes as spending in service trades increased sharply from July. 13 weapons have been recovered from the gunman responsible for the mass shooting at a U.S. community college in Roseburg, Oregon on Thursday. 10 people were killed, including the shooter. Officials say all the weapons have been purchased legally. 6 of the weapons were recovered from the scene of the shooting, while the other 7 were found in the shooter's home. Police have also recovered ammunition and a vest that had steel plates in it. The events grabbed the attention of gun control advocates, including President Barack Obama, who stated that Americans have become numb to mass shootings. 6 people have been reported dead and hundreds of others are missing after a landslide in southern Guatemala. Officials say hundreds of rescue workers have been deployed to dig through the sludge and rocks looking for survivors. The slide struck on Thursday night in a neighborhood about 15 kilometers to the south of Guatemala City. A teenage national team squash player had hoped to represent her country at the 2016 Olympics in Rio has been confirmed among the dead. 600 people are missing. At least 100 homes were buried by the slide. The U.S. president has put pressure on the Republican-controlled Congress to pass a government funding bill. Barack Obama says he'll not sign another stopgap funding bill like Congress sent earlier in the week. The deeply divided Congress passed a short-term funding bill just hours before a possible government shutdown on Wednesday. This comes after a month-long partisan fight over the government funding bill for fiscal year 2016 failed to yield results. Slamming Republicans who now control the Congress, Obama's warned of another potential manufactured crisis just 2 weeks before Christmas. G20 energy ministers met in Istanbul on Friday to adopt an action plan for easier access to energy in Africa. Turkish Minister Ali Reza Alaboyan stated that energy access is a priority for his fellow G20 energy ministers. The first phase of the plan will focus on sub-Saharan Africa and will establish a long-term voluntary cooperation framework among G20 countries. Tunisia has announced the end of a state of emergency across the country. The state of emergency was imposed a week after a deadly terrorist attack on the tourist resort of the coastal city of Sousse. 38 tourists, including 30 from the UK, were killed, and 38 more injured in the terrorist attack on that town back in June. The attacks raised security concerns in the country and dealt a heavy blow to Tunisia's tourism industry. Security forces and officials have been granted more power to control the movement of people and to increase checkpoints. The U.S. military says at least 11 people have been killed in the crash of a C-130 military transport plane in the city of Jalalabad, Afghanistan. 6 U.S. soldiers are reportedly among the dead. That crash occurred at midnight local time on Friday. Details of the crash remain unclear. Nearly 10,000 U.S. troops are stationed in Afghanistan. At least 14 people are dead and close to 40 others hurt after a series of explosions in the northwestern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. The Nigerian military says 4 suicide bombers attacked separate areas of the city on Thursday. Authorities say more deaths are expected as a number of the injured are in critical condition. The explosions followed the surrender of around 80 members of Boko Haram. Nigerian forces have been engaged in a months-long battle to root out the Islamic militant group from its stronghold in a forested area in Nigeria's northeastern border area. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.